What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, where you can get real, honest opinions about films that are opening in your theaters soon, and every once in a while, an older film as well. So stay tuned. Enjoy what you're hearing. Don't forget to like us and follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know how all that works. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us again. I've got another film to talk about now. It is currently playing on Amazon Prime as of April 22nd, and it's called Children of Sin, written and directed by Christopher Wesley Moore. Stars Blake Wing, Kenny Bounds, Jeff Buchwald. And it is the story of a brother and sister who are sent by their super religious stepfather and their mother to a religious retreat because both of them have issues. She's apparently a slut, and I'll get into more of that in a minute. And he has homosexual feelings. So there you go. So they're sent to St. Abraham's, I believe, is the name of the place. It is Abraham House. I'm sorry. This, man, I hate talking about films like this for one reason, because they're written in such a way as they are one of two things. They are either someone's fervent depiction of what they believe to be religious people's ideas, all religious people's ideas, or it is a religious person's farce about non-religious people's ideas about what religious people's ideas are. And either way, it's a really crappy way to talk about a movie. As it turns out, this is also a really crappy movie to talk about in such a crappy way. Brother and sister, he is gay. He's caught by his stepfather watching gay porn. Even though he's like, he's very proud of him. He's going to be an honor student, going to go to college. His stepfather's super proud of him. Then he figures out he's gay. She is a whore, because we find out that she's pregnant, and then we find out who the father of that child is as the movie gets. You can figure it out if you're watching. It's not hard. They tell you. But the people that the mother and son that run Abraham House, they have their own issues that are not necessarily religious. It's just one of those films that you just have to roll your eyes at, because if you say, oh, this person is filling this role, what is the most ridiculous way we can depict that person? And that is how that person is depicted. Oh, this person is fulfilling this role. What is the most ridiculous way we can depict this person? And that's how they depict that person. It's not a quality film. The acting is not good. It's just not good. It's just not good. That's really the end of it. It's just not good at all. And while I don't doubt that there are people that are like this in the world, man, oh day. Yeah. And then it just takes a, no, you know what? I'm just not even going to talk about it anymore. We're done. We're done talking about Children of Sin. It's just not good. So if you see it pop up on your Amazon Prime feed, just scroll on by. You don't do it. Save yourself. Don't forget to like us, follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know the drill. If you're ever on YouTube and you see our YouTube episodes, don't forget to follow us there. You know, subscribe over there, but Twitter is a big one. Please help us out there at VS Movie Podcast. And we'll be back with some more big films. I have got a ton of these little ones left to do, many of which are far better than Children of Sin. So take that for what it's worth. Till we talk again, stay safe, take it easy, and we'll see you around. Bye-bye.